Hi there, this is Yehunatan, and you're listening to this voice on soundcloud.com/yahcloud. And this is a recording of possibly a series of recordings on this website. Currently there's music tracks on the site. Been doing electronic music, classical music for 12 years now, since 2003. And has used that for a means to share experiences, thoughts to other individuals when words didn't cut it. So before that time, believe it or not, used to be a website lecturer, and done that in the late 90s, early 2000s to mid 2000s or so. And that was something I, you know, done at on a regular basis, daily. So it's interesting how it's gone from a word phase to, you know, a music phase and writing phase, and now it's getting to more of a recording phase. And things are changing, and there's been some recent years, the last 7 years or so, where I've been really reflecting on Yah's word, the relationship, the connection, you know, of what needs to be done. You know, we're definitely in a period of time where things are really going fast and furious, so to speak. And it's really time to reflect on what we need to do. And the name Yehunatan actually comes from Hebrew and means Jonathan. My name was picked out by my parents from the Bible. They put their finger on a word and was called to say that was my name. And they spoke that name, and as time gone on, I realized the Hebrew is what the name was meant to be, and hence the Yehunatan reference is used, as it's definitely a focus on Yah, two syllables of his name, and it's more of a reflection on him and what he's about than what I'm doing. And it's been a long path, and in my early years, you know, was, you know, really into spiritual things. That never really stopped, but back then, especially, yeah, as I was starting to go into my teens and late teens, started to really question society, started to notice quite a bit of hypocrisy and means to manipulate other people into doing things, you know, and a lot of manipulation and convincing and sort of things, and it was never meant to be about that, got to a point where there were some serious questions that needed to be asked, and left the religious structure. I think after that point, really never went to church or anything like that. Later on, I hope to give my ideas on the whole concept of the church and where that came from. At that point, I want to say around late 90s, 97 or so, I know the Star Wars was pretty popular back then. Special editions came out, and it was almost like trying to escape reality, because it made more sense than the reality at that point. Started to use it as a means to explore spiritual ideas, which many people really started to understand. As time went on, though, I want to say around 2006 or 7, it started to be taken a bit too literally, and the symbolism was starting to get lost, and so I left doing that, and went on a respite, so to speak, and started really focusing on the music around 2007 or so, even though I had done it a few years later. Yeah, but that's when it started to grow in that sense, and it's almost gotten to the point where we come full circle here, and where there's some sort of phase as the next 7 years have passed, and really been reflecting on Yah's word, the scriptures, the last 7 years, and it's one thing to know the scriptures, to memorize the scriptures, and to even believe on the promises in the scriptures, but it's another thing to actually, you know, live by them, understand why they're given, and to thank the one who's giving you those blessings. And right now, we're a very knowledge-based culture. We're very social. Popularism is, you know, really what makes the rules now. Sway people to this or that opinion. It becomes a fact, so to speak. Especially this last year, especially I want to say around the summertime of this year, this supposed Gregorian calendar year, but that's another subject. Things have really started to get confusing, and in my opinion, in my view, well, honestly, it's gone downhill since then, and I know a lot of you, even though I may be in the United States, I know some of you in other countries have really been starting to see some cultural changes, and things are not what they were, I think, since 2000 and 2001 or so, really felt the whole situation with Y2K and the bombings has really shattered what we thought was reality, and we've come to a point where we're really considering, you know, where we're going. And these recordings, hopefully a series of recordings, are to reflect on what's going on, and some of it could be very controversial, but there's things laid upon this heart, and it couldn't really be shared until Yah and myself had that, you know, relationship, you know, strong, mended, and we need to be on the same team, and it's not what I know, it's about how much I obey and how much I love him, and that's what it's about. And when you keep the focus on that, you know, obedience, it's about obedience, and love in today's culture is very, it almost has a lustful connotation now, but love is more of an action, obedience sort of thing. It's that daily sacrifice, it really is, and we need to start focusing on Yah's word, the word of Yah, and what it's really saying, because a lot of the scriptures we have interpreted by what other people have told us, and we have to realize those words have been manipulated. For example, the New Testament, just about a lot of it has been manipulated to, let's be honest, fleece the sheep, so to speak, and to put money in the coffers. So, what is the message, you know? And we sort of skip the whole beginning parts of the scripture as well, and that's such an important part that no one even thinks about today. And made an album this year. It's called Leviticus, and there is a series of chapters after reading the Torah, or the first five books. Leviticus was a book that very controversial now, but it's a book hardly understood. The words of life are there, but it's very hard to interpret and very hard to read. But my goodness, when you understand that's the word of Yah speaking to you, the actual words, and this is as close to Yah, you know, as we can get in the scriptures, you start to see there is so much more there than you realize. And the scriptures there have really spoken against the culture of today. There are so many things in there that just quoting Leviticus makes you pretty much a guy that needs to be excommunicated from the social world. Many issues. For example, homosexuality. I mean, right there, just one scripture could offend that whole party. And Leviticus pretty much, you know, it really offends all of us, 100% of the world, because it's not of the world, but of Yah's mouth. And it was written to keep us in a particular treadmark, I hate to say line, but it's more of a path. It's circular in nature, I think, and it's more of a guide. People see Torah as law, you know, as regulation. It's really more like a guidebook, a compass, a map, okay? Many of us are traveling, you know, from point A to point question mark, on our own terms, doing what we think, you know, people are telling us what we should do. We listen to our friends who are going through the same experiences, don't know as, you know, as much as we do, and or lived some years into peer pressure and such factors into it, and we make these decisions, and then we're like, what were we thinking? Honestly, we were just doing what we thought was right, and what we think is right is not right. It's what Yah thinks. Yah is right. And why is he right? Because when you do what he says, you go the ways of right. In other words, the path is corrected. You are given blessings. The benefits come to you automatically from following Yah's word. And this is what I mean to share to you in this, in these recordings and such. We need to get back to the scriptures and see it through a child's eyes. We are Yah's children. It's been a long road, but we're still in a mindset that we need to go to a anointed, crowd-pleasing individual to get our knowledge of the scriptures, and even the scriptures itself. I mean, the Bibles we read have been so tarnished and manipulated through different perversions, different writings. I mean, it's incredible. And even the original scriptures, such as the King James, and has its own interpretations that could be taken further. Personally, myself, I've gone an interlinear scripture approach, and it's been a blessing. It's when you start to see what Yah's really telling you, but you have to get out of the mentality of being spoon-fed, you know, where someone gives you, you know, the scriptures and say, look, this is what it says. It's time for you to, if you hear a calling, to go out there and actually dig and see what the scriptures are trying to tell you, because it's trying to tell you something. What you need to do now. And in these days, that voice is so needed with so many people. And the words are so powerful. And the media understands the power of these words. They feed us whatever information they want us to hear 24/7 on TV, radio, our phones, internet, and it's at a point, we just keep getting this regurgitation of different, you know, so many opinions. And as we take this all in, our lives are not getting any better. We're starting to question things, and we're starting to see problems in our system, and a lot of us want to get back to when things were better, sure, but honestly, there were problems back then. And how far do you need to go until you see where the problems lie? It really starts at the beginning, and when I say beginning, I think it's a different concept than what most people are thinking about. When, for example, in the scriptures, it says in the beginning. Honestly, when I read that, I used to think, okay, this is the starting point, and then we go forward from there. But there's more in those scriptures than just that. And after doing some interlinear studies, started to see it, the beginning is more of a circular form of time. Instead of the beginning, I'm starting to see the first fruits, which is a feast the Hebrews have, in which they gather up the harvest, or, you know, it starts their new year, so to speak. And that word has, when I found that was associated, you know, in the scriptures, it got me thinking at a whole different frame of mind. This is beyond the concepts, you know, more of a Greek type thinking of time, space, and matter. It's more of a something more organic. For example, when I see the name God in the scriptures, I start to realize that's been added, that whole name. The word in the scriptures is Elohim, and it is plural, El, and it simply means the mighty ones. And some people take, you know, alien approach to it. Mainly, Elohim, there are the mighty ones of El, which is a title of Yah. He is the mighty El. And, or the, you know, you'll see his name in names such as Daniel or Michael, and it's a reference to Yah's name, as El meaning God more. The name God, a foreign pagan concept of deity, and it's when I found that out, I started to realize if someone wanted to manipulate the scriptures, you could easily put in, keep the same ideas because, you know, some of it seems to work, but we can start adding names of different gods and stuff in them, and by doing that, it starts to change scripture, and it almost loses its power, you know, because word is power. I'm telling you, your tongue is a two-edged sword. What you say can hurt, or, you know, it can create, it can destroy, and words are mainly being used for destruction right now, and it's not being used to uplift, but to tear down. It's time to start using words to create, and what I think most people need, well, it's not what I think, Yah tells me, Yah tells us. Well, Yah says in his word, he says, we need to start learning these things. People are perishing because they do not know the word. Without the word, there is no light, because the light is the word. And in a dark time, in order for light to come, we need to study the word. We need to start living the word. And the living word is obedience. And Leviticus is really about obedience. Obedience of the word of Yah. There's many messages there. The music I've, you know, well, created on there has, right now, seven movements. One is based on chapter one, and that was, you know, unblemished, without blemish. There's the concept of leaven and ignorance, trespassing. There's so many, many cool things in there. And no one really wants to talk about these things because it's offensive. And usually, something that offends us, we shy away from. But it can also be used as a means to correct some things. We should all start seeing, you know, the problems we have for what it is. We've done some very stupid things. We're ignorant, we're foolish, we're prideful, we're stupid. We don't know what we're doing. We think we do. We think we've discovered many things that were created before we even existed. We create time in a shape that we fathom when none of us were there, when the heavens and earth were there, when they were meant to be, and yet we do not follow the word and hear the words from those who were there and the one who was there. And that's the message that needed to be started, you know, with this first recording. So maybe, you know, feel free to listen to that music album. Some of it is, you know, a bit electronic dance, but it's trying to teach something. And if you listen, I think you'll hear it, but realize it's just music. It's a way of sharing experience, but go to the scriptures, okay, and read chapter one, and read about leaven, read about trespassing, and a lot of these atonement and these concepts that we don't talk about today, and there is real great understandings there. And that's the first podcast, and let's go ahead and end it there, and we'll talk to you later. This is Yehunatan, and You're listening to this voice on soundcloud.com/yahcloud. Thanks for listening.